Good evening. Here are this evening's top news stories brought to you by rtltoday.lu. Beginning with COVID. The Luxembourgish Ministry of Health has reported that 2,103 new cases of coronavirus were discovered over the last 24 hours from 6,370 tests. Three new deaths were also reported, bringing the death toll in the Grand Duchy to 934. Average mortgage payments in Luxembourg are 51.1% higher than average rent, while both rent and house prices are the highest in the OECD group of developed countries. The so-called price gap between house prices and rents is an indicator of how expensive it is to purchase a house with a standard mortgage versus average monthly rent. According to research carried out by price comparison site Compare the Market, the average rent in Luxembourg for a three-bedroom house is 2,634 euros per month, while the equivalent monthly mortgage payment is 3,980 euros. Second place Latvia, meanwhile, has a price gap of 42.5%, but both rent prices and mortgages are much lower. The Center for Ecological Learning has published a statement on the proposals for a Citizens Climate Council, asking whether it truly represents a shift in the government's climate policies. In a press release published on Friday, CEL asked whether the proposal for the Klima Bergerot would be sufficient in light of the climate crisis, as it did not seem to meet conditions required for further action. They criticized the somewhat opaque manner in which the council will be composed, saying there was a need for more transparency. In addition, the council will only focus on implementing the national energy and climate plans. British Airways will launch four new routes from London City Airport this spring, including Luxembourg, Milan, and Barcelona. Operating under the BA Cityflyer brand, the first flights to Luxembourg will start running from the 27th of March. The flights will run on a daily basis and for now are expected to last until the end of October. Return fares will start at around £82. An Indonesian college student has become an internet sensation after trade in the digital rights to his selfies fetched more than $1 million on a platform for non-fungible tokens. Sultan Gustav Al-Ghazali, who studies computer science, has taken a picture of himself sitting in front of his computer every day for the last 5 years. After learning about blockchain technology, the 22-year-old decided to upload the photos to NFT trading platform OpenSea. In a few days, more than 400 people bought ownership of his expressionless photos. As of Friday afternoon, Ghazali's collection had reached a total trade volume equivalent to more than $1 million. North Korea fired two ballistic missiles Friday, the South and Japan said, in what would be its third weapons test this month, despite a fresh volley of U.S. sanctions. The latest launches come just hours after Pyongyang warned of a stronger and certain reaction to the sanctions on five North Koreans linked to the country's ballistic missile program. The Friday missiles came hours after Pyongyang accused the U.S. of provocation over fresh sanctions imposed this week in response to a recent string of weapons tests. In response, the United States imposed new sanctions on Pyongyang this week, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying North Korea was likely trying to get attention with the missile launches. Pyongyang accused the United States of intentionally escalating the situation, saying it had a legitimate right to self-defense, a foreign ministry spokesperson told the state media. For more on any of these stories or for the latest news, visit rtltoday.lu.